Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Strong Sisters of Faith weekly radio program. I'm your host, Dr. Kathleen Tapp. Thanks again for tuning in. Let's start with a word of prayer. Gracious and eternal God, we thank Thee once more for allowing us to come together over the airwaves to share Your precious word. We know, God, Your word will not return back to You void, but it will accomplish what You've sent it out to do. So, God, we lift this prayer in Your name. And our hearts do say, amen. I want you to get your Bible and paper and pen. And towards the end of the program, I'll share some very important information with you concerning our organization, Strong Sisters of Faith. But for now, I'd like to get right into the Word of God. So turn with me, if you will, to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 12 and verses 1 through 4. Of course, I'm a King James girl. Then the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. This morning, just for a few minutes, I'd like to talk about following the voice of God, God's guidance, God's guidance. One of the hardest or one of the most difficult things for us to do as Christians is to be able to discern the voice of God. And I found out a long time ago that in order to really hear the voice of God, we have to be still. God doesn't shout to us. He doesn't raise his voice. And he speaks to us in our spirit. He speaks very calmly to us in our spirit. It's not all the time in the earthquake, but sometimes it's in the stillness. It's whenever we get really quiet in our spirit that we're able to hear the voice of God. Now, there's a couple of things that will allow us to be able to discern the voice of the Lord more quickly. And they are whenever we kind of consecrate ourselves. Sometimes we could fast and we could pray. We could really seek the Lord's face, turn down our plate and just call upon the name of the Lord and spending some time in prayer and in solitude and, of course, spending time in His Word. So how does God speak to us? He speaks to us through His Word, and He speaks to us in our spirit. So the problem isn't, or the question isn't, if God is speaking. Yeah, He speaks, but sometimes we have a lot of clutter in our lives, things that hinder us. There are things that prevent us, encumbrances, things that prevent us from hearing the voice of God. And in order for us to hear, we have to get rid of these things. We have to get the slate wiped clean, you know, because grass doesn't grow on areas on cement. You just can't throw some cement down there and then begin to water the cement and expect to see grass. No, it's a certain process that you have to do. You have to dig deep. You got to add some fertilizer. You got to dig up some stuff. Certain things you got to put down that would facilitate the results that you're aiming at. And so it is when we come to God. We have to move these things, these encumbrances, these things that we are so encumbered with. We have to move them out of the way. Just like we have to exercise or should be exercising physically, we have to get in shape spiritually so that we're able to hear the voice of the Lord. I found out in my Christian walk that God speaks to me whenever I am, first of all, seeking to hear His voice. And once I hear the voice of the Lord. Something else is required. Once I have done all that I could humanly do, repent of my sins and allow the Lord to do what he needs to do in and through my life, then once I have heard the voice of God, then the next thing is to move out by faith. It's a faith move. And let me tell you what a faith move is. A faith move is this: when you don't know exactly or specifically or precisely what the Lord is saying, but you know that the Lord is saying something to you in your spirit. He is saying, perhaps, just start moving, just start walking, and then I'll show you on the way. And this is exactly what I just read to you in our text in Genesis chapter 12. Abram wasn't sure where God was exactly taking him or what God was going to do. Abram exhibited a move of faith. He moved out on faith. And he had to leave a lot of things behind. Yet the Bible says that the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Now, I know a lot of us probably said, no, Lord, you got to show it to me first, you know. But God is saying, no, you have to move out on faith. And once you move out on faith, your eyes will see things that you never thought that you would see. Why? Because you have been obedient to the Spirit of God. And that's what faith is all about. Faith says, I don't see it, I can't smell it, I can't touch it, I can't taste it, I can't manipulate it, I can't change it in any way. But it's there because God says that it's there. And that's what that faith move is all about. And another thing about that faith move is that it puts us in a betwixt. It puts us in between. We have left a place, but yet we haven't arrived at our point of destination. So we're between, and there's nothing more aggravating, I know, at least to me, than to be in that in-between spot, where I'm no longer there, but I'm still not where I know that God wants me to be or where he's trying to take me. Sometimes it's like between a rock and a hard place. It's sometimes between healing from an old relationship and not yet finding the peace in a new relationship. Or let me just make it live. It's between Mr. Flip-Flop and it's between Miss Shady. In other words, you have some ambiguity there. You have some mixed feelings there. In between is not exactly a comfortable place to be. In between the habit and the addiction, but yet finding that there is a new life and there's new joy and there's new peace and there's new hope. Yeah, that's the good side that we could look at and look back on. It says, you know, I'm not where I used to be. I'm just not where God would have me to be right now. But in between, depending on your perspective, and I often talk about your perspective, I often say that your outlook will affect the outcome. So although the in-between spot may be uncomfortable, it still has a lot to do with your faith. Because if your faith is intact and where it needs to be, then you will realize and recognize it's really okay to be in between, because it just allows you to know that you're still in the process. Anybody out there under the sound of my voice that still you're in the process, God is not through with you yet. He's still working on you. Yeah, and if the truth be told, we're all in the process. Yeah, we're all in between. We're not where God will have us to be. He's still working on us. As long as we are in this fleshly body, my brothers and sisters, guess what? God is not through with us yet, and we have not arrived. And so as we get back to our text, and we see that the Israelites was in bondage, but they had actually been set free from this bondage, but their mindset was still one of a bondage mentality. Now, oftentimes they wanted to move from point A to point B, but it just seemed like because they were so used to being in bondage, it was difficult for them to move on. Bondage was comfortable for them. Yeah, people say this all the time, and I hear them say it, you know, it's so hard to change. It's more difficult to change mentally sometimes than it is to change physically. Yeah, that mind once again. But God had raised up Moses. And he says, Moses, I need you to help the Israelites to get out of bondage. And I want you to help them I want you to lead them to a new dimension, Moses. And I want you to make them understand this. I want you to make them understand that I have something better for them. I want them to come out of bondage, and I want them to move into the promised land where it flows with milk and honey. Well, see, most people, you know, they'll get a little upset because, as I said before, you want me to move. It's difficult for me to move. Don't you know how long I've been doing this? Don't you know that I am addicted to this? Don't you know how difficult it is for me? Yeah, God knows. Mm-hmm. He knows. He knows everything, my friend. He's omniscient. He's an all-knowing God. He knows exactly about your inhibitions. He knows about your hang-ups. He knows about your indecision. He knows about your fear, your frustration. God knows. Yeah, but because he loves us so much, he loves us too much to leave us where we are. And that's, my friend, is all about a faith walk. We got to walk by faith. In order for us to do what God wants us to do, we have to realize that we're going to have to walk by faith. And that's what I want to pray with you about. Father God, in the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, I pray and believe that you're going to cause them to move out on faith. Yes, for the just shall live by faith. They are to walk by faith and not by sight. I believe that you're going to do this. Touch their heart, even as I pray. For it's in your name, Lord, I do pray. Amen. Amen. I have about a minute just to give you a couple things or ways that you can contact us here at Strong Sisters of Faith. You could always check us out on the web at www.strongsistersoffaith.org, or you could write to us at Strong Sisters of Faith, P.O. Box 19133, Philadelphia, PA 19143. Give us a call, 267-582-4947. Until the Lord allows us to come back together via airways, my prayer is that God will hold you in the palm of his hand. God bless.